We all have stories to tell, either our own or those that have been shared to us on behalf of someone else. We often share the stories or our stories when they are relatable to what is happening within someone's life, or when they give us clues to the perspective of our emotions that are tied to the events that are currently happening within our lives. Each format of storytelling we use can tell of an event that has left an impact on the trajectory of our life. Sometimes we need to start at the beginning to share the background of what has led up to the point where we are sharing our story. Other times we dive right into the tale at its point of impact. To have a good story, we have to have a sort of a vulnerability of within ourselves to give our audiences a glimpse of what has happened, when it has happened, where it has happened, how it has happened, and who it has happened to. For this Sunday, we move from the story that we've heard from Luke, temporarily leaving the young family resting in Bethlehem and receiving visitors. Each visitor, however, shares their story with Mary and John of what led them to this moment. Then they leave with their own understanding of what they witnessed of the incarnation of God. The tale we hear today is still a part of that story. The words written by John build a part of our understanding to the light of God who is directing the people to Christ. The light that shines so brightly to the shepherds by the direction of the angels came to find Christ. The same light used to guide the Magi who witnessed the incarnation of God, because the light shined so brightly, it sparked curiosity in King Herod. We continue to build our story of the events told to a different audience than whom Matthew, Mark, and Luke were writing to. This tale is shared through the voice of John, who is writing to those of Greek nationality that had a different perspective and understanding of God than the nation of Israel, an audience who was influenced by such thinkers as Aristotle, Socrates, and Plato. Therefore, the shaping of their ideas and their concepts of creation were viewed differently than ours. The background surrounding them is what they heard about Christ would have been without that cultural and historical understanding. They may or may not have known the stories passed down to the nation since creation that included Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Ruth, and Daniel, including the exile and captivity that nation experienced. The approach John takes to tell of God's incarnation in Christ is using the understanding of Greek mythology, centering on their understanding of light and darkness. Starting his tale with, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him, it was life. And the life was the light to all people, the light that shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it." Continuing on the exploration of this idea, the opening of his letter provides a clue to who Christ is in the overall composition of the story. For through Christ's incarnation, grace and truth became known to a new part of the world. Each word that John writes in this first chapter develops Christ's connection with creation and sheds light to the life and divinity of Christ. It also tells of a new relationship available to all who are adopted as beloved children and included in God's love. The message of John invites not only the original audience into the profound mystery of the incarnation of God becoming man in Christ Jesus, the Word made flesh. It is also an invitation to us. It encourages us to recognize Christ as the eternal Word, through whom all things were created, the light that shines in the darkness, and the Lamb of God who takes away all sin. This story serves as a reminder of the divine nature and mystery of Christ. For through the words written, they encourage us to deepen our faith and in inviting us to follow him in our daily lives. The story being told to us each year sheds light on the darkness that grows out of the feelings of helplessness or hopelessness. Those feelings we experience when we think that our lives are out of our control, or that our story is no longer ours and others pick it up to tell. We are reminded of the light of Christ that shines within us and reminds us that we are not alone. We are told to remember that we are being surrounded by God in the darkness of despair. The illumination that we receive reminds us when we feel that we are being swallowed up and God's love has not left our side. We have assurance of this through the stories told because God did not leave the nation of Israel and God did not leave them indebted to Egypt. As we continue to hear these stories that God provided, these different ways of freedom for the nations of old and for us, that God gave us these gifts through the light of Christ and the ministry that he provided, extending the gifts of freedom and the ability to rejoice was not only given to Israel, but to all who listen. The words written empower us to speak up and to share our story, or the story from those voices who've been silenced. The story that we tell ourselves is that no matter how confused the world becomes, or that we become, because of the world around us, we can turn in response to the word, which has revealed the revelation of the glory, grace, and love and life that we find. Giving ourselves ears to hear the stories that are told to us, and praising God through whom all blessings flow, we give space to the light to wash over us, and we are joined together in one story of praise to him. It enables us to sing praises and reminding that we are joining the story of those who came before us. The stories told today as we move from Christmas into the light of Epiphany as our new year begins, as we're able and willing to praise the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.